Okay, does everybody have a copy of the proposed new conference committee report before we start making motions here? Oh, what a great idea. If the secretary would take roll, I think everyone's in attendance, but if you'd record the roll, please.
Senator Lewis?
Here.
Senator Hamlin?
Here.
Senator Zinke?
Here.
Representative McNutt?
Here.
Representative Esk?
Here.
And Representative McChesney?
Here.
Well, first I want to thank the staff for all the work they've gone through and refer to Representative McNutt for some motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would move to reverse the previous committee report.
Any discussion of the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the previous committee report has been reversed. Do you want to make a motion on this one as well?
Mr. Chairman, I move to amend 604 with HB 060413.APM, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Esk, do you want to go through the change or?
Well, Mr. Chairman, in broad terms, the change now affects the income side of state fund, not the equity side of state fund. And it's something we worked on all morning that seems to have support. It takes care of the problem in this biennium and actually is a more of a permanent solution to handling the old fund liability within the limits of that revenue stream. If we need a small amount of general fund in the out biennium, that'll still be injected into this liability in the way it is now under law.
Senator Zinke, did you want to comment on it since it was your original proposal?
Well, Mr. Chairman, like everything in the legislature, it's not everything I wanted, but by looking through it, I think it is adequate. I guess my concern has always been that, and I have nothing against the personnel at State Fund. It's just that oftentimes we paraded them in between a public entity and a private entity, and at times, depending on which hat they're wearing, they're able to operate in between. And I am concerned that the amount of money in the reserve fund, and I'm concerned that if there is a windfall, I'm very concerned that windfall. My overriding desire is that windfall goes back to small businesses and doesn't get diverted to other things. I think that the windfall as a result of workers' compensation reform will significantly reduce or may significantly reduce the reserve, required reserve in that account. And I'm just hopeful that in the future we watch it as long as they are a state entity, which, because the governor appoints them, they're state employees, and the liability is the state's. As long as the legislature has oversight on it, I would hope the legislature watches it to ensure that we get the right dividend, if there is one, back to the small businesses, Mr. Chairman.
Any further comments? Representative McChesney.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to make a comment. I see where we're going with this, and I find this acceptable. My big concern is, though, is the elimination of the reserve-to-surplus ratio of 2.5:1. I won't make a conceptual amendment, but I would like to express my concern with that being eliminated from the bill. I think that's important to ensure future fiscal responsibility. Maybe that hasn't been shown to the degree that I would like it. So that's just my comment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Esk?
Mr. Chairman, I would just further say that there may be remaining technical issues before we get this bill through editing in acceptable form for to be read across the rostrum, and my motion includes those technical changes if necessary.
I guess I should ask Jared if you had any comments on that as well. I know you've mentioned that, or Pat, or whoever's prepared to address that.
Mr. Chairman, this is Pat Rideau from Legislative Services, and I noticed that we missed two words
is insufficient. So on page 6 of your amendment, you need to scribble in the words "is insufficient," just to make sure that what that does is that if there's an amount of the assessment that would be imposed on premium, state fund premiums, and so we're saying that if that amount is insufficient, then the general fund transfer happens. And I forgot the words "is insufficient."
Probably key words.
Probably. Kind of dangles otherwise.
Okay, and I think Representative S's motion is clear that we anticipate there will be further cleanup as we get this done. And given the time squeeze we're in, we understand that that will happen. And again, one more time, I want to acknowledge all of your efforts this morning in getting this reworked for it. I certainly appreciate it. Any further discussion? The question has been called. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? New free conference committee report has been approved on House Bill 604. Appreciate the committee's time and attention on this. I'm pretty pleased. I think it's a compromise that is acceptable to the House, and as Senator Zinke said, is not everything the Senate wanted.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt the committee report.
Okay, let's do that. Even though it says at the top, I was thinking of reading that. But just to make sure we're clear, is there discussion of the motion to approve the conference committee report? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You opposed? The conference committee, free conference committee report has been adopted, and we'll adjourn the committee at this time. Thank you for all of your efforts.